ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತಬಿಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಅಭಿ ಅಭಿ ಮಹಾರಾಜ ಜಿ ಕಾ ಆದೇಶ ಹುವಾ ಯಹಾಂ ಪರ್ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಯ ರಾಮ ಮಂದಿರ ಸಂವಾದ ಕೆ ಅಂತರ್ಗತ ಜಹಾಂ ಪರ್ ಸಾಧ ಸಾಧನ ಕಾ ನಿರ್ಣಯ ಕರ್ತೆ ಹುವೆ ಶ್ರೀ ರಾಯ ರಾಮಾನಂದ ಜಿ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಜಿ ಕೇ ಸಮಕ್ಷ ಮೇ ಅಪ್ನೆ ವಾಣಿ ಕೋ ಅಭಿವ್ಯಕ್ತಿ ಕರ್ ರಹೇ ಹೈ ಜಹಾಂ ಪರ್ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರೋ ಕೇ ಪ್ರಮಾಣ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ಪ್ರಮಾಣ ಸಿರ್ ಮನಿ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತ್ ಕಾ ಪ್ರಮಾಣ ಕೋ ಉದ್ಧೃತ ಕರ್ತೆ ಹುವೆ ವಿಶೇಷ ಕರ್ಕೆ ತೀನ್ ರಸೋ ಕಿ ವಿವೇಚನಾ ಮೇ ಜಹಾಂ ಪರ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ ಜಿ ಆಗೇ ಭೀ ಬತಾ ರಹೇ ಥೆ ಕಿ ಯಹೋ ಉತ್ತಮ ಸಖ್ಯ ವಾತ್ಸಲ್ಯ ಔರ್ ಮಧುರ ತೀನೋ ರಸೋ ಕೋ ಯಹಾಂ ಪರ್ ಉತ್ತಮ ಕಹತೆ ಹುವೆ ಭೀ ಮಧುರ ರಸ ಕೋ ಉತ್ತಮ ಮೇ ಭೀ ಉತ್ತಮ ಕಹಾ ಗಯಾ तीनों को अभिव्यक्ति करते हुए जो नायन श्रीवंग की बात आई यहाँ पर बड़े मार्मिक प्रसंग क्यों उनको उत्तम कहा गया अन्य जितना भी रसों में भी सख्त वात्सल्य मधुर को उत्तम क्यों बदला है आगे का अभिव्यक्ति में देखेंगे भगवान श्याम सुंदर सर्व कारण कारण होते हुए भी कहीं पर बसीभूत नहीं होते विश्व में ऐसा कोई भी भक्त नहीं है कि उनको इस तरह से बसीभूत में कर ले कि भगवान उनके सामने खड़े हो जाए आगे आप सुनेंगे कि स्वयं स्थित हो किम वर्णयते दिश्य मतो ब्रजोकसाम पाद पांसु बहुत जन्म कृत छतो धीरतात्म जोगी भी अति अलभ्य सैव जद्रिग विषयम स्वयं स्थित हो बड़े बड़े जोगियों के लिए जो अलभ्य नारद इत्यादि के लिए भी इतना सुलभ नहीं हो भगवान ब्रजवासियों का आगे स्वयं स्थित है ब्रजवासी चाहे न चाहे कोई फर्क नहीं पड़ता लेकिन ये अपनी तरफ से इनको चाहते क्यों चाहते इनकी प्रेम की प्रकाश का सखाओं के सामने स्वयं खड़े कहते इससे अधिक में क्या तुम हम तो इनको बुलाना चाहते फिर भी नहीं आते ब्रह्मा तो कहते स्वर्ग रोके भूमि जग भूख बाल स्वर्ग के देवता लोग देखते रह जाते हैं कि बड़े बड़े जगों के जो भोगता है इन सखाओं के साथ कैसे बाल के लिए करते उनके लिए जो कुछ भी कभी खा रहे और कभी खिला रहे जहाँ पर झूठे और सच्चे का कोई ज्ञान नहीं जहाँ पर स्नान आदि का भी कोई महात्म नहीं जहाँ पर मंत्र आदि का भी कोई महात्म नहीं वहां पर कोई प्रेम तुमको बुलाते नहीं सकते यहाँ पर दिखारे स्वयं स्थित है जसोदा माँ के गोद में जाने के लिए स्वयं रो रहे हैं चक्रो मदन विष्णु जब से देवे प्रसाद तत्पूर्णम ब्रह्म भूमि बिलुहत क्रोध मारो काम पूर्ण ब्रह्म जो है वो माँ के गोद में चढ़ने के लिए रो रहे हैं जमीन पर माँ मुझे गोद में दो मुझे स्तन पान करो जबरदस्ती माँ नहीं चाह रही थी मैं मुझे भूख लगे पिला और काम बाद में कर दे के गोद में बैठ के मुझे जो आनंद मिलता है वो न तो लक्ष्मी जी के यहाँ पर न ब्रह्मा जी के तो दूर की बात है यहाँ पर दो रसों की विवेचना जैसा कि महाराज ने किया अभी जो महाराज जी का जो था मधुर रस की विवेचना जो कान प्रेम की बात आया जिसने उधर जी का प्रसंग है उधर जी वृंदावन में जब आए विशेष करके श्याम सुंदर ने उधर जी इसलिए भेजा कि तुम एक बार ब्रजवासियों के प्रेम की प्रकाशा दे क्योंकि तुम जब प्रमाण दोगे तभी पूरा विश्व इसको प्रमाणित समझ के ग्रहण कर लेगा क्योंकि उद्धव जी को शरारत नहीं थे उद्धव जी को क्यों भेजे क्योंकि उद्धव जी उस समय के बहुत माने जाते हैं प्रवरो मंत्री शिष्यो बृहस्पति सार्थक उद्धव बुद्धि सत्तम और जिसके संबंध में कृष्ण की भी अभिव्यक्ति है न तथा प्रियतम आत्मजोनि न शंकर न संकतलो श्री नैव आत्मा तथा यदि ऐसे कोई प्रमाणिक व्यक्ति वहां जाकर के ब्रजवासियों के प्रेम की प्रमाणता को प्रकाशता को दिखला दे तो पूरा विश्व उस चीज को समझ सकेगा यदि मैं स्वयं कहूँ तो सही कहेंगे कृष्ण तो उनको प्रेम का तो सिखा दे जो भी होते यहाँ पर सब भी जब आए और आकर के नंद बाबा के भी प्रेम को देखे जसोदा माँ का भी सखाओं का सभी को प्रेम देखते हुए जब गोपियों को प्रेम को देखे तो वहां पर उनके मुंह से निकल पड़ा सर्व आत्म भाव अधिक महान यहाँ पर उद्धव जी का व्यक्ति नायक स्त्री अंग शब्द आश्चर्य बड़े आश्चर्य की बात है प्रिय अंग जो उनके अंगों के साथ हर समय लगेगा कि चलने में जो लिप्ति रहती वो भी इस चीज को नहीं प्राप्त कर सके प्रसाद हमें प्रसाद बहुत दुर्लभ है स्वर्ग ज्योति काम लगे निकल रुचाम कुछ लक्ष्मी नहीं पाई तो स्वर्ग के हम बनाए हैं और अकल वितर के जो नाग कन्या है उनकी बात भी क्या है, अन्य लोगों की स्त्रियों की तो बात भी क्या, जो लक्ष्मी यहाँ पर जिसको नहीं पाई भगवान देवकी मणिनम हेमा in Rajasthali. He is putting his arm around the neck of gopis. Who is saying this thing? Bodhaji is saying this thing. How can he say this thing? Who told to him this thing?
What about Raj? What happened in Raj? Who told him?
Yeah, he was not there. So, Uddhavji was not in Rajasthali. Who told? Did Gopi tell him? So, Gurudev is giving here explanation. No, Gopi must have not told. So, from where he came to know? When he went to the assembly of Gopi to learn the highest state of their love, he could not get even admission in their school. The same school from where Krishna has learned the lesson of prem, love. He could not get even admission. He was rejected. His form was rejected. The school of which principal is Lalita Vishakha. And who is Radharani? Above them, maybe director and more than that. He could not get the admission. And he is narrating this narration of Rasasthali that Krishna is putting his arms. What type of arms? So positively Krishna has told to Uddhavji, what to speak of your getting admission over there. I tell you what happened with me. That when I reappeared in Ras, I was myself scared. I put my arms. What type of arms? They are serpent-like. Arms like serpent, very soft and cool. Of arms of Krishna.
And round.
He put his arms around the neck of gopis. Why? Gurudev is giving here example that sometimes it's child overwhelmed with love but with some demand also. He comes in lap of his father or mother and he puts his arms around the neck of his mother and father and then he sometimes touch or shake the chin of his mother and father. Please, mom, give me this thing.
Then I want a plate.
With some toy. I want this toy. When he is in excessive desire of demanding something and he wants that now his demand should not be rejected at all, he adopts this process. Similarly, in the same mood, Krishna is adopting the same process with the gopis, putting his arms around their neck and becoming so much menial to them and begging, please don't leave me, I cannot bear your separation. So, this thing positively must have been told to Uddhav by Krishna only. So, Dwarika's Mahishi and other Lakshmis, who other Lakshmis? Krishna's different avatars like
Vamandev,
etc. Their Lakshmis, can they imagine this highest state of fortune? No, even Mahishis of Dwarka are not able to get this fortune. Ramanand Rai is really very rasic. He goes further. He says that Krishna, he is so much indebted to gopis. How much? All these gopis, they have given up their house. Is it enough? Not, that's not only enough. So many people give up their house for Krishna, but no. The topmost thing of ladies, that their dharma, lok, lajja, this is the highest thing of ladies.
Indian
ladies. Chastity.
Not for Western.
They have given up it for Krishna without any consideration at all. And secondly, Krishna said himself further that I cannot pay your debt. Why? Because if Krishna says I want to give you something, please accept and get me rid of your debt. What will they ask for? They will again ask for that we want only one thing if you can give us an opportunity to serve you. We want your service. The service of that highest extent that you should be pleased. And then, as Krishna again gives that opportunity, and then again he comes under that of this gopis of another race. Gurudev is explaining. Gopi says, are you going to give something which we demand from you? Yes, I am ready. Okay, then do what we have done for you, you do the same for me, us also. What
so Nipap, Nanda, Baba, Yasoda, Maya and all.
We have given up our parents for you, you give up your parents for us. So will Krishna give up Nanda, Baba and Yasoda? No. What to speak of giving up Nanda, Baba, Yasoda? If Radha Rani says that you should give up all gopis for me, will Krishna give up those gopis also? Will Krishna give up Maheshis of Dwarka? Once Gurudev said, what to speak of this? Even those ordinary sadhak who are calling for Krishna that we want your devotion, can Krishna give up that? Krishna has given assurance to each and every person. Whoever calls him, he will never give up. So, the way gopis are loving to Krishna, Krishna cannot reciprocate in the same fashion, in the same coin. So he will always remain indebted to gopis. Therefore, when Krishna reappears in the Ras, Sukadeva Goswami is calling him as a Shori. Shori means son of Kshatriya,
son of Vasudev.
Vasudev. Vasudev is a Kshatriya. And
no, he's of Kshatriya. Shori means Vasudev, son of Shursen.
Son of Shursen. You are not son of Yashoda. Yashoda's heart is very soft. It melts, and your heart is so hard that all those gopis who have come here giving up their house, their husband, and their dharma, their chastity, but you have no care for that, and just as a ruthless person you have disappeared in front of them, you are really very hard. The Sukadeva Goswami is somewhat in a totally absorbed in mood of a gopis. He is having some anger and some harsh feelings for Krishna. Then he says that this Krishna, when he reappears, Krishna himself realizes this thing. He is, Krishna is coming with slight smile, not full smile, with some shyness, knowing it that he has committed some mistake and coming in front of assembly of gopis. You know, his dupatta, his pitamban, he has rolled it around his neck. This shows that he is really surrendering in front of them and having a thread in beneath his teeth with shyness, seeing at ground. And at that time, his appearance, his countenance, his look, his beauty, it is matchless. This beauty in assembly of gopis, it is matchless. Gurudev is here saying one thing. Beauty of Krishna is in proportion to the assembly in which he is sitting. The type of devotees, the type of beauty. When Krishna is sitting in assembly of gopis, then his beauty is matchless. Therefore, this is the highest fortune
This is the highest state of gopis.
One thing I want to clear, I have not all thought you, the devotees, other, ladies or men. I told for Westerners, you have left Western system. Now you are devotees. So not for you that changing husbands and again, not for you. You are now in Indian Vedic culture or system. तो एक बात इस विषय में और भी प्रसंग क्रम से जान लीजिए. शास्त्रों में लिखा जिस कृष्ण वृंदा यू कैन ट्राई
So, Srila Gurudev has explained that we have seen in scripture that Vrindavanam Parityajya Padamekam Na Gacchati. Krishna never given or give up Vrindavan Dham even one step. It for Mathura, Nitto Sanni Ito Hari. Hari is always there in Mathura. This is for mention for Tarakya also. So who went from Vrindavan? All the manifestation of Brajananda and Samsundar. Similarly, Radhika never gave up Vrindavan Dham. So we have seen that Radhika became mad due to separation of Krishna in Nandagaon. Even we have heard from scripture that Adhikari went to Kurukshetra during solar eclipse. So who went there? Gurudev told that all are manifestation of Srimati Radhika. Srimati Radhika has three manifestations. One Vrishabhanunandini, another Diyogini, another Sangyogini. Or Vrishabhanunandini, Kama and Vama. Who is Vrishabhanunandini? Who always meeting with Krishna in Vrindavan. Just like Gajanandan Samsundar never give up Vrindavan Dham. Similarly, Vrishabhanunandini never give up Vrindavan Dham. Now inquiry may come in our mind. So who went Kurukshetra? She was Sangyogini, one manifestation of Srimati Radhika. And who was lamenting in Nandagaon, in Uddhavkyari? Who is she? She was Diyogini, other manifestation of Srimati Radhika. Actually, in Radhika means Vrishabhanandini Srimati Radhika and Brajananda and Samsundar Krishna, they have no separation at all. But there is something separation. Why? Due to man. Because man is also different type. And sometimes in Madan Bhav, means monopoly of Srimati Radhika's mood is Madan, there is sometimes separation. How?
Also it may be when Krishna is going to Kaugri.
Yes. So in meeting she feels separation. And in man during Kaugri also, they feel separation. When Srimati Radhika became mad and lamenting so much due to Krishna's separation, at that time Lalita, Vishakha, etc., they are specifying her. So Lalita and Vishakha, they are specifying. Why? Because their separation for Krishna less than Srimati Radhika. This is general rule. Who has less separation, they can specify who has most separation. Or being neutral, they can specify anyone.
So knowing all these things, then you can taste madhur ras. Unless until you don't know all these tattva, you could not enter in madhur ras. If you thought, oh, we have seen in scripture, in Harinam, sattva and sadhana both are there. So if you chant only by yourself, you must not so much grateful. Why not? Because in scripture we have seen and from our Gurudev we have heard, Koti janma kare jadi savana kirtan, tabutana pai krishna pade prem dhan. What to say about one lifetime? If you chant by yourself, millions and millions and billions and billions and trillions and trillions of lifetimes Harinam by yourself, you could not get Krishna praying. So, what you can get? More. And moreover, Krishna Nam Kare Aparadhir Vichar, Nam Lele Aparadhir Nahar Vichar. Even Krishna learn, he judge himself that he have offensive person or not. So you have to offendless, then you can chant, then you can get some benefit. And if you chant, what you can get? Maybe liberation, moreover, only up to Vaikuntha, not more than that. So for this reason, it's mentioned in scripture, Jane prayasa mudupasya namanta eva, jivanti sammukharitam bhavatiya vartam, sthane sthita sutigatang tanuhang manovi, prayasa ajita jitakpasita istrilakkam, and satang kasangarma virya sangdito. So, in Sadhu Sangha, you can get Roti, Bhakti, Anukrami, Sati. But for this reason, for getting all these things, you have to remember always Śrīla Rūpa Goswāmī Pāda. Śrīla Rūpa Goswāmī Pāda, being causeless merciful, he told, Tannāma Rūpa Charitādi, Sukir Tanānu Smṛtto, Kramena Rasana Manasi Niyajya, Tishthan Braje Tadānu Rāji, Janānu Gāmi, Kalam nai dakhilamitrupa desa sadam, tan nama rupa charitadi, sukirtananu smritto. If you want to do tan nama means Krishna's name, rupa, gun, etc. What? Do you want to do sukirtan? If you hear at first from Bona Fide Gurudev or in Bona Fide Association, then you can describe properly. And sukirtananu. Sukramena rasana matishthana braje tadanu raji jananu gami. Not only that, what is moreover? Yes, Rupa Goswami Pada told, tadanu raji, who is anuragi jan of Krishna, he has to do under his guidance. And jananu gami, who is Krishna's jan, under his guidance. And sukir tananu, here also anu. Rupa Goswami Pada used here three anu sabda. Just like Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatirannatha. Three times Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva. Similarly, Rupa Goswami Pada, you see a three Anu word. Why? You must have the guidance of Rasik and Bhavuk, Bona Fide Vaishnav and Bona Fide Guru. If you not do so, you must not be benefited. Now, Śrīla Gurudev comes in another point. Krishna Prapti Rupaya Bhagavidya Achar, that to achieve Krishna, there are so many means. So, Ramananda Raya Prabhu, he starts from Varnasram Dharma, and he came up to this point. In Varnasram Dharma, you can get Krishna even also, and here is Madhudra, you can get Krishna also. But all are not same category. So, Ramananda Raya Prabhu, explained only few here. Maybe there are thousands of means. You can get Krishna like Brahmavadi, they can get liberation. And someone can emerge in Sahajya Mukti. He also tried for getting Krishna, but all are not same. And don't think that there are so many Guru gave examples like Mahishi, means Queens of Dwaraka. Don't think they are so low. And Dijapatni, they glorify gopis in so many ways. They are not less than anyone. And in Samharani Roti, she also not less than anyone, means according to his own level. In Gopi, they have also so many types of, millions and millions of mood they have. But in Radhika is supreme, especially she has Madan, this her monopoly. Yes, till Jajjal, Jaya, Saira, Parvottam. So, if you discuss being neutral, then you can understand who has, everybody has some particular mood. For him, that is best. If you give up that and want to accept another one, then you can, you could not do so. Just like Uddhav, he has Dasa mood. He could not accept a mood like Gopis. He thought, oh, the Gopis, I have heard they are best devotees of Krishna, but they are suffering so many ways. How come? If I will be like Gopis, oh my God, I have to suffer in so many ways. I don't like to stay here. So Uddhav ran away from Uddhav Kyari, from giving an association of Gopis, he went to Mathura. Sukhdev Goswami, being neutral, he describes all these things. If he absorbs in Gopis mood and describes, then he may describe only Gopis mood, not other things. And especially, if he utter Radhika's name, then he will be held. But Sukhdev Goswami is mentioned, Radha Nama Matrena Murcha Sanma Sikhi Bhave Natchadet Matapastam Parikshishit Kilmune. If he utter the name of Radhika, he became faint for 6 months, then how can he can do any welfare for Sukhdev Goswami in 7 days? For Parikshit Maharaj. So he never utters Radhika's name directly. But somehow other, it comes. Sometimes, Amaya Radhito Nunam.
Radhasa.
Even in Varnabhavadhan, he utters Radhika's name directly in first flow. So you have heard from Gurudev. Like, Yanama Dasa Jatun Maya Ditarato, Starthesa Vigo Sarat, Tene Brahma Hidadi Kavai Yamudhanti Jatsurayo, Tejo Bhani Mirangasa Vinimayo Tisargo Jatam Risa, Dhamna Sena Sadasura Niyasta Kuhakam, Sattam Paramadhimahi. One student explained that here Radhika's name is directly here. How? Sarat. In Sarat, Ra name is there and Dhamna Dha is there. So Sukhdev Goswami, very intellectually, he uttered this. Radhika's name is direct there and he not be content. So, then Gurudev told, if you call Hanumanji, that give up the service of Lord Ramchandra and come to Vrindavan to serve
Krishna.
Will he come giving up his club? No, never. No, I am very good here. So once Hanuman is feeling so much separation for Lord Ramchandra, being in Kimpuru's Varsa. So Krishna Chandra, Saint Garud, go have some ego that I can fly so fast, no one is faster than me. So Krishna, he accomplished one task and he can do so many tasks by accomplishing one task. So he sent Garud. He told, oh Hanumanji, Dadananda is calling you in Dwaraka. Hanuman told, I am very sick. I could not go.
I cannot go.
I am unable to go. So Garuda came back and informed to Krishna. Krishna will go back again and told, Radhananda is calling you. Garuda came and told, oh Hanumanji, Radhananda is calling you. Oh Radhananda, where is he? Oh, he is in Dwaraka. Okay, you can go, I am coming. So in the meantime, Krishna told Satyabhama, oh Satyabhama, please come to me and dress yourself like Sita. Satyabhama told, I don't like Sita, Pita. I don't like all these things. Then Krishna called Rukmini. Rukmini, come immediately. Hanuman is coming. Please dress yourself like Sita Devi. Rukmini Devi dressed herself very nicely like Sita Devi, and Krishna became like Raghavan, Lord Ramchandra. The meantime, Hanuman came and offered his obeisances and went back in Purushvarsha again. Garuda even could not arrive the half point of that halfway. So when Garuda was on the halfway, in the meantime, Hanuman came and did darshan of Raghavendra and went back. So after that, we were told that though all rakshas have their own Jasottara Masala Sadalasa Vishesha Majjati. By this way, Guru will explain in detail Hare Krishna. Bhavata. Bhavata Rubashtati Bhavata.
Bhavata. हम समाप्त करते हैं. कल से हम लोग इसके आगे में विचार करेंगे. कल हम लोग यहाँ से अभी आज आरती होगी और आरती के बाद में कुछ लोगों का विचार है राधा और कृष्ण का गांधर्व विवाह. हमने कहा कि विवाह तो संभव नहीं है, किंतु गांधर्व विवाह गोपियां रंगरेली मचाएंगी और हंसेंगी परस्पर और एक लीला रचाएंगी, जैसे कि वहाँ हुआ भांडीपन में हुआ और ललिता के साथ में सतीगिरी पर्वत पर हुआ, ऐसे कर सकते हैं. तो बहुत ललता है इन लोगों को करने के लिए, इसलिए इतना सजाया है. अभी शहनाई भी बजेगी और शहनाई बजाना आरंभ कर सकते हैं और सब विवाह का मंडप सज गया है. ब्राह्मणों को दक्षिणा भी आ गई है. जो ब्राह्मण बनना चाहे वो लोग ब्राह्मण बन करके अपना हवन आदि करें और सब लोग काम करें. और मैं कुछ अस्वस्थ हूँ, मैं यही से दर्शन कर लिया और मुझे आदेश हो अपने स्थान पर. कल परम पूज्यपाद प्रपूज्य चरण नित्य लीला प्रवृत्तों विष्णुपाद से समस्तिकर गोस्वामी महाराज जी का आविर्भाव तिथि होगा. टुमारो दी एटेल डेट ऑफ परम पूज्यपाद नित्य लीला प्रवृत्तों विष्णुपाद से भक्ति रक्त सिद्धार्थ महाराज गोस्वामी महाराज और टुमारो दी अपेयरेंस डेट. सो वी विल सेलिब्रेट आफ्टर क्लास. परिक्रमा जाएगा और टुडे टुमारो परिक्रमा विल नॉट बी. सो हवन एंड अदर थिंग्स विल बी डन. सो फ्रॉम इन बिगिनिंग यू शुड डेकोरेट द फोटोज ऑफ परम पूज्यपाद सिद्धार्थ गोस्वामी महाराज एंड आई विल कम when it will be ready and will glorify him. Ah, sir, here we can do no harm. Here we can do, you can we should और साढ़े नौ बजे से लेकर के नौ साढ़े नौ बजे से लेकर के दस ग्यारह तक और उनकी आरती के लिए सभी कुछ ठीक रखना ये करके कुछ होगा. गौर प्रमानंदे हरे कृष्ण हो ये बात.